allegations have surfaced involving Santa Rosa County staff. Those allegations include, but are not limited to, county staff allegedly deleting complaints from Santa Rosa County customers about Waste Pro service.
All right, this is Romy White, the publisher of the South Santa Rosa News, and a friend who was at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting yesterday, raising a question about an investigation internal into employee conduct and the hiring of outside counsel in order to conduct that internal ethics investigation. We didn't get a lot of details about this other than confirmation that something is going on, which, you know, it frustrated James Calkins because he didn't know about it. And yet I think that telling only Dave Peach, the county commission chairman, makes the most sense. Dan Shubler is the one who is responsible for making that decision. He joins us now. Administrator Shubler, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks again for having me.
Always, always. I just wanted to give you a second to address this. I assume there's not very much you can tell us about this, because that's why you do an investigation, is to find out what can be said and what is true. But is there anything you can say to clarify kind of this allegation or this investigation?
You're exactly right. It is an ongoing investigation, but I thought it important. We know in Santa Rosa County how significant that decision that was made last year about franchise E and selection of the same, and how we got to where we are. So when this was brought to my attention from staff, I talked with our county attorney, and based upon that discussion and knowing how sensitive this subject is, I thought it most prudent and important to have an outside third party to investigate this, the claims and the allegations that were made. And so we're going through that process. I'm waiting on a written report, which I should receive any day now. And, you know, once that report is available, we will take the appropriate actions. But due to the sort of the sensitive nature and the issues surrounding it, I opted to bring the chairman in as the chairman of the board and a representative of all the board members, for his awareness,
right?
When I made those decisions,
and just like, if you know, you don't audit yourself, if there's an ethics investigation, especially on something that's controversial, you go ahead and ask somebody else to do the. I mean, it's just like, you know, the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office doesn't do their own shooting investigation. FDLE does. So I'm, you know, okay, I get it. That makes perfect sense to me. The other one that came up last night, a little bit out of the blue, had to do with the pontoon helicopter out in front of the hangar on Avalon. The short version of this is, after a couple of years of working on this, it's all done. The thing is approved. It's secured, and there were never any fines paid, and so it's all over. Is that right, basically?
Mm-hmm. That is exactly right. It took us about 30 minutes of discussion to get that point across several times, but but yes, it was a couple year process, and notices of violation were issued, but the fines were always rescinded because the property owner came back to the county and took the next step, whether that was getting a variance approved for the location of the helicopter / sign, or whether it was the size. Those were all approved. Then it was getting permits and then getting an engineer to secure the helicopter so that it was stable and safe in its location. And that was all completed about 4 or 5 weeks ago. Was the final inspections were all done and everything is signed off. But there were never any fines, and we did work with that business owner throughout the 2 years to make sure that, you know, from a public health and safety perspective, things were covered.
And by the way, just to give you the chance to say yes, that's correct, when I ask you the question, there was never any animosity against the business owner. There was never any opposition to having a military display, and that does in fact qualify as a sign, not a vehicle, under the land development code, and so that's the way it should be treated. All correct?
All correct.
Very good. Perfect. Let's move on. Hamilton Bridge Road, Spencer Field Road. You know, I don't live in this area. I don't know that area familiar. But my understanding is it apparently is a real danger spot for traffic. You guys spent a lot of time talking about this. What's going to be done to make it flow better and be safer, which are always the challenges in traffic management?
Yeah, we spent a good bit of time, and it's an important issue is obviously the traffic and transportation and safety. We undertook a study several years ago. I think Commissioner Parker pointed out, I think our initial report was almost 3 years ago, on the Spencer Field traffic corridor, both east and west Spencer Field, the four intersections around that outlying field, and then getting traffic to 90 and up to Berry Hill Road. So we've systematically approached improving the intersections. We did Berry Hill and West Spencer Field, the north most northern west intersection, with some increased turn lanes and new traffic signalization, and aligning the intersection a little bit better with Hammersmith, which is a neighborhood across Berry Hill there. We worked on North and West Spencer Field, and it removed the north and south stop signs to improve traffic flow through that area. It did add speed humps to make sure the traffic speed through that area was down, and there's pedestrian crossing lights because obviously Benny Russell Park is there and a lot of people use Spencer Field to walk. And this most recent one, the next step, south and east, we installed a traffic light, which has greatly improved the traffic flow through that area. It's a pressure sensitive time light, so that if people come up from the crossroads, that light then changes, but the primary flow is north and south on East Spencer Field. The next step was, and what we spent time talking about last night a little more specifically, was East Spencer Field and Hamilton Bridge Road, mm-hmm. where we removed the north and south stop signs. Again, the flow traffic, that's the primary direction of traffic. There's a lot of right turns onto Hamilton Bridge Road there. We had signage out there in advance and removed those stop signs, but we're still seeing people getting familiar with that traffic change. Sure. There have been a couple of accidents in this first week, and so what the board approved last night was to actually light, not traffic light, but provide street lights in the vicinity of that intersection to reduce the speed limit, which was part of the recommendation of the traffic calming. And then we're going to work with Sheriff Johnson to try and get some patrols out there on a regular basis to make sure that people realize the traffic pattern has changed and the speed limit has changed.
That's always hard to get people to adapt to the new pattern, especially when they were already in the habit of tremendously violating the old pattern, right? All right, Dan, I'm going to ask you a harebrained question, and I know you're going to have an answer because you always have answers to things like this. It had never occurred to me before, which makes me the dumb one, but as I'm looking at Spencer Naval Outlying Field, it suddenly strikes me that that is a giant patch of primo real estate right in the middle of all of the hottest development zone in Santa Rosa County. Has there ever been even any preliminary, is there any way we could swap out for some of that land and maybe acquire some of that? Has that ever crossed anybody's mind, happened, anything like that?
I think it has certainly crossed people's minds and been talked about. We haven't ever had any serious discussions with the Navy on that, mm-hmm. but certainly the land swap deal with OLF 8 mm-hmm. that Escambia County executed and purchased land in the north end of our county and built OLFX is a model that could be used to make that happen. But nothing real serious or in-depth, but it certainly is an idea that's been out there and has come up a couple of times.
All right. Well, I mean, as I said, I knew somebody would have thought of this before, but it suddenly occurs to me, especially as we're thinking about traffic solutions. I was thinking, well, there could be a road. Well, not through the field. Well, wait, why does that feel? Anyway, that's kind of where my head was at. One of the things you guys are continually dealing with is the sewage treatment plant that you're trying to develop. And last night, you guys approved $500,000 for work on geotech for the proposed site. Now, this is not the Henry property that he was going to donate in exchange for building. This is the original plan. Is that right?
It's a original plan, slightly modified.
Okay.
We did have several meetings over the last 2 weeks since Mr. Henry brought his suggestion and recommended solution to the board. What we came to as a collective group, many of the stakeholders that I met with, is that there's a pressing time concern here, and there's also a cost feasibility in moving wastewater that far north.
One
of the
getting the
factors
getting the pipe run up to that property. Getting the pipe run up to that property would be
getting the pipe. Yes, sir. It's about 8 miles, 8.5 miles or so. So really, it became time was really more of the issue because of DEP orders. The city has to comply with. There's a need to get the effluent out of the Blackwater from that perspective, and also, of course, for a water quality perspective. But we're going to move ahead in East Milton We're going to move the current plant site. It's been, I know it's been the plant site for 12 years, but there was a lot of interest and a lot of agreement, I think, from the Board of County Commissioners, the environmental concerns that were raised by the community, and there was agreement from the City of Milton to move that plant further east onto county property, which takes it further away from the river and further away from Cooper's Basin. So the money, I don't have any scope of services or anything, but I wanted to keep this moving forward because we got some momentum now.
Yeah.
And we're working, you know, an interlocal agreement and a cooperative agreement with the city now and what those terms look like. But to have the money available to do some of the preliminary engineering, preliminary site plan concepts, because before you do geotech, you got to know where you're going to put the pieces.
Okay.
So that you're doing the right technical analysis. So we'll work with the City of Milton with some of their consultants, with some county consultants, and come up with a plan and a scope to take the next steps, which includes that preliminary siting and then the geotechnical analysis.
Very good. And by the way, just because this is the sort of bottom line thing that I want to make sure people always hear when we talk about this, we're talking about a wastewater treatment plant that is going to produce effluent that you can drink. We know because City Manager Randy Jorgensen did, in fact, drink it. And so it's almost a potable water standard. So when you're talking about how you dispose of that treated effluent, you're talking about very clean, just not quite potable level water. And so, you know, just so people that's like one of the key facts in this whole conversation is to make sure people know that. Dan Schebler, he is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Dan, as always, thanks for the time. Thanks for running the county. You do a great job at it, and we appreciate the time, sir.
Thank you, sir.